欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774 Tom Radio 私房拷贝，又到了我们听电影学英语的时间了。Jesse， 今天呢，我们要继续的和 Bobby 来分享这一部惊悚电影《副作用》。
Hello, I'm Bobby. Welcome back. In today's program, we're going to talk about the last part of the side effects.
昨天我们说到 Emily 被判谋杀罪名不成立，但是必须要到精神病院接受治疗。本来事情已经尘埃落定了，但是 Jonathan 在这个时候开始发现了很多的疑点，包括 Victoria 早就知道服用 Abilixa 可能会导致梦游，却一直没有告诉过他。
Why didn't you tell me about the sleepwalking?
Me tell you. She told you about them. And you kept her on the Abilixa. It was a decision you made, John.
How do you know that?
Know what?
That she had more than one episode. How would you know that? Did she have them when she was your patient?
为什么 Victoria 对 Emily 的情况那么的了解呢？敏感的 Jonathan 开始察觉到事情当中必有蹊跷，而且他也开始怀疑 Emily 病情的真实性。在走访了很多这起案件重要的证人，并且去精神病院看望了 Emily 之后， Jonathan 证实了之前自己的猜想。他告诉当初办理这起案件的警察说 Emily 的病是装出来的，但是警察说现在说什么都已经晚了，因为判决是不可能改变的。
She's not depressed.
Yeah, and you didn't catch it and someone died. And I didn't catch it and someone didn't go to jail. We failed. No, I don't know how you feel about that, but I would rather it stay between you and me.You were never here.
警察不肯再插手这起案件，昔日的合作伙伴也抛弃了 Jonathan， 而且妻子也越来越不理解 Jonathan 为什么一定要执着于这件事儿。无奈之下， Jonathan 只好打算放弃了。但是在他最后一次去探望 Emily 的时候，却发现在探访名单上有 Victoria 的名字。
Jonathan confronts Victoria with his findings. She mailed photographs to Jonathan's wife, implying he had an affair with Emily.
原来的一切早就在设计之中。 Emily 当初有一次匆匆的来找 Jonathan， 两人在酒店大堂里的谈话被拍摄了照片，而且呢被歪曲成了两人私通的照片。 Jonathan 的妻子再也不能相信他，带着儿子离开了这个家。而后呢， Jonathan 受到了 Victoria 的直接威胁，要他停止继续调查。
You could get national coverage on this.Shrinks, fucking patients, and misleading them into killing their spouses. Hard stuff. I would say this would ruin your practice. But wait, you don't have a practice anymore. Or a wife. Or a kid. Somebody. So what else can you do? And Martha can certainly use those in a wrongful death state.State revoked the licenses?
I always tell my patients, you're not the best predictor of future behavior. Past behavior.
Well, you don't have any more patients.
The only problem with having a crazy person for a partner is they tend to stay crazy. You should know how difficult it is to cure a pretty girl with daddy issues.
Nice try, John. I'm not buying it.
Spend the fucking money now. Because they're coming to take it back.
What are you talking about?
You could go and ask her. Only she asked me to keep you from seeing her. She told me everything.
Victoria 认为呢，自己现在手上可是握有举足轻重的证据啊，当然这个证据是他们假造的，就是 Jonathan 和 Emily 是有私情的。
Victoria 警告 Jonathan, You could get national coverage on this. 就凭这事儿，你可能上全国新闻头条了。 Hot stuff, 绝对的热点新闻。
Victoria 威胁 Jonathan 说，有了这些证据啊，你的这件事儿可能就会变成一个心理医生去指使他的病人杀害亲夫啊，这可是一个轰动性的爆炸性的新闻。那如果真的这个事儿被爆出来的话，恐怕你以后再也没办法行医了。
Victoria 不怀好意地说道， State revoke your license yet?州政府还没有吊销你的执照吗？也就是说呢，你现在好歹还能继续在精神科这儿混口饭吃，可是如果你再这样纠缠下去的话呢，你的职业生涯可能就此完蛋了。 Revoke 是吊销的意思，经常和 license 在一起，吊销执照，比如说 His driving license has been revoked， 他的驾照已经被吊销了。
显然呢，这个时候 Victoria 和 Emily 的诡计呢已经露出了马脚。 Jonathan 不愿意就此放弃，他反而威胁 Victoria 说，我知道靠这事儿呢你们可挣了大笔的钱，有机会你就赶紧花吧，因为 Emily 已经把事实的真相都告诉我了，如果你真的有一天被抓了的话呢，你恐怕就没机会花钱了。 Victoria 听到这儿呢当然就慌了。
Everything?No, I'll tell you everything.
You wouldn't be here if you had nothing to lose. She already got a not guilty verdict.
You get her out of there right now, you hear me? You do that and you won't hear from either one of us again. Hey, you can go back to chatting with rich white people about their problem. She's cured. As of right now, John.
Jonathan 这下似乎找到了对策，也找到了敌人的软肋，他要让共同策划这起阴谋的两个搭档 Victoria 和 Emily 彼此怀疑。
Jonathan manages to turn Emily and Victoria against each other by using legal means to prevent contact between them and making each believe that her partner has sold her all to Jonathan for a better deal.
I don't think you should be my doctor anymore. I think you should resign my case.
Victoria's paying me way too much for that. Out of your share, I assume. The shock treatment was her idea. It damages the memory. But it's in our best interest that you start forgetting.
Jonathan 告诉 Emily 要对她实行电击疗法，而这个主意呢都是 Victoria 出的。随后在窗口看到了 Jonathan 和 Victoria 会面之后呢， Emily 已经彻底崩溃了。
The staff told me you were having a difficult time.So I've added medication that will help.
If I tell you the truth, do I have to take the pills? I won't be able to tell the truth if I take any more pills.
Jonathan 答应不再给 Emily 服药，而后呢 Emily 就将事情的真相和盘托出了。
Emily reveals the workings of the plot to Jonathan.
当初和 Martin 刚刚结婚的时候呢， Emily 觉得自己是幸福极了，有别墅、游艇、豪车和深爱自己的丈夫，但是一夜之间随着 Martin 的入狱，一切都被夺走了。
Imagine everything you ever wanted shows up one day and calls itself your lifeAnd then, just when you start to believe in it, gone. And suddenly, it gets very hard to imagine a future. And that's depression, right?
由于突如其来的变故， Emily 陷入了抑郁，并且呢进行了心理治疗，结识了 Victoria。没有想到 Victoria 和她有很类似的经历。
Emily hated Martin for calling her to lose almost everything. She specifically went to Victoria for counseling, as she too had been abandoned by her husband, and the two became lesbian lovers. They taught each other about the workings of the financial world and faking psychiatric disorders.
Taught me how to be depressed, what drugs had which side effects, what symptoms went with what diagnosis.And I taught her everything Martin ever told me about derivatives and deals. The trades were in her name, so I forgave Martin. I went to visit on the weekends, and I told him that I would wait for him.
从那个时候开始 ，Victoria 和 Emily 就在策划着一个巨大的阴谋，只等 Martin 在服刑四年之后出狱的那天。
They then went to elaborate means to fake the side effects of Abilixa in order to manipulate the stock prices of the drug manufacturer and its competitor, allowing the duo to become rich in the process.
What do you doctors call faking? Malingering? Such a funny word.Girls learn to fake things at a very early age, probably around the same time that boys are learning to lie. We needed everyone to see how much I wanted it to work out with us, how much I loved my husband, and how terribly depressed I was.
When did you decide to kill him?
It's not a decision you make just once.You make it over and over again. Every time you look at your life and you see the position you're in and who put you there. And it all leads back to him. Each and every fucking problem, every disappointment. And you think to yourself, maybe if he just goes away, it'll all get better. Everything would have worked out perfectly if you had just disappeared after the trial. Like you were supposed to.
Why me?
It didn't have to be you. It could have been you or anyone else who walked into my room with a prescription pad. We didn't go looking for you. We just looked at the world.
这里边提到一个精神科的专业术语 malinger， 它的意思就是诈病装病的意思呢。通常这个诈病是为了得到某种获益，比如说为了逃避这个刑事的责任而假装自己有精神病，这样就不用为自己的行为负责任了。而在这种时候呢，是需要通过专业的鉴定来鉴定这个人是真病了还是装病了。Emily 在这里说呢，其实装病一点都不难，每个女人都会。Girls learn to fake things at very early age， 女孩很早就学会了假装。Probably around the same time that boys are learning to lie， 大概和男孩子学会说谎是同时的。
所以在电影当中呢，我们看到了很多细节。Emily 为了让周围所有的人都认为她患有非常严重的抑郁症，可谓是进行了精心的设计。而在他们的计划当中呢，也不是毫无疏漏。
Emily 说 ，Everything would have worked out perfectly if you had just disappeared after trial like you were supposed to。但如果像我们预计那样庭审后你就消失了，再也不过问这件事儿，一切就非常完美了。看来呢，无论是 Emily 还是 Victoria 都没有想到 Jonathan 医生这么较真儿。
而 Emily 也解释说呢，他们并不是故意挑选了 Jonathan 医生，就是因为 Emily 撞车入院以后呢，碰巧碰到了 Jonathan 医生，所以他就不巧成了这个阴谋的受害者。
What do you doctors call faking? Malingering? Such a funny wordGirls learn to fake things at a very early age, probably around the same time that boys are learning to lie. We needed everyone to see how much I wanted it to work out with us, how much I loved my husband, and how terribly depressed I was.
When did you decide to kill him?
It's not a decision you make just once.You make it over and over again. Every time you look at your life and you see the position you're in and who put you there. And it all leads back to him. Each and every fucking problem, every disappointment. And you think to yourself, maybe if he just goes away, it'll all get better. Everything would have worked out perfectly if you had just disappeared after the trial, like you were supposed to.
Why me?
It didn't have to be you. It could have been you or anyone else who walked into my room with a prescription pad. We didn't go looking for you. We just looked at the world.
Emily 相信 Victoria 已经背叛了自己。这个时候当然首先要自保了，所以他向 Jonathan 提出，只要他肯答应放自己离开精神病院，他也愿意帮助 Jonathan。
So when did she start paying you?
She always knew you'd turn on her someday, like you did with Martin. Past behavior is the best predictor of future behavior. That's what she said about you
And how long do you two plan on keeping me here?
Why would we ever let you leave?
Because maybe there's a better deal.
最终 Emily 和 Jonathan 达成协议，他要帮助 Jonathan 揭露 Victoria 的阴谋。
Jonathan agrees to release Emily from the psychiatric ward under his care. Weary and aware, she immediately reunites with Victoria, who admits details of the plot to Emily. Victoria is arrested for conspiracy to commit murder, but Emily, due to double jeopardy, can no longer be held criminally responsible for her part in Martin's murder.
按照法庭的要求呢， Emily 仍然要定期接受 Jonathan 的看护和治疗。 Jonathan 告诉他，他必须还要继续服药。
As a retaliation for Emily's part in the plot, Jonathan, who still technically oversees her case, prescribes her a series of unnecessary drugs with serious side effects, threatening to send her back to the ward if she refuses.
Here I am, cured at last.
You're late.
How long do I have to stay?
I'm going to put you on some medication.
What?
This is for Thorazine. It's a tranquilizer. I've been around for years.
You know the people shuffling around like zombies with vacant eyes in the prison ward?
They were on Forazin.
So this is the Depakote. It'll settle your mood, but hair loss is a side effect.
What is this?
As part of our arrangement, I'll also be sending you to the Gramercy for urine tests to make certain you take your meds. And I'm seeing you again tomorrow, all right? Try not to be late. Angry people are frequently late.
This is bullshit!
You sound angry. Have you read the court order? You have to obey the terms of your release.
Yeah, I'm here.
Those terms mandate that if I believe you are a danger in any way, I need to send you back to hospital immediately. If I don't, I'm in violation of the law.
I got fevered for you. I'm a cooperating witness now.
Very non-compliant.
I testify against her, and I get out.
Of violence.
This isn't out. This
dangerous.
Is fucked.
I think this needs a new diagnosis.
Based on what? What did I do?
To the question. There are objects and creatures all around us. Only I can see. You answered true.
You
schizoaffective disorder. I think I need to send you back.
三明知道 Emily 没有任何精神上的问题，但是 Jonathan 还是给他开了很多的药，而且 Jonathan 解释说这些药可都有严重的副作用。
但是 Jonathan 威胁 Emily 说你必须要服药。As part of our arrangement, I'll also be sending you to the Gramercy for urine tests. 作为我们协议的一部分，我将会送你去 Gramercy 精神科医院做尿检 ，to make certain you take your meds， 确保你服药了。而当 Emily 提出反对的时候，他说 ，Have you read the court order？ 你没有读过法庭的要求吗？You have to obey the terms of your release. 你要服从你的释放条款。Those terms mandate that if I believe you're a danger in any way, 条款上说，如果我认为你在任何方面是有危险的 ，I need to send you back to hospital immediately. 我就必须立刻把你送回医院。If I don't, I'm in violation of the law. 如果我不这样做呢，就违反了法律。也就是说，现在 Emily 只有两种选择，要不乖乖的吃药，要不就回到精神病院去。那 Jonathan 说到这个条款上授权他这么做，他用了一个词 mandate， mandate 就是命令或授权的意思。比如最近我们会听到很多儿童受到性侵害的案件啊，新闻里可能就会这样说： Everyone in the school system is mandated to report suspected child abuse。所有在教育系统工作的人都有权利上报任何可疑的儿童虐待行为。Jonathan 在后面还用到了一个词 violation， 就是违背的意思。比如 ，The United Nations penalizes the war criminals for human rights violations， 因为违反人权呢，这几个战争罪犯被联合国判处有罪。
Here I am, cured at last.
You're late.
How long do I have to stay?
I'm going to put you on some medication.
What?
This is for Thorazine.The tranquilizer. I've been around for years. You know the people shuffling around like zombies with vacant eyes in the prison ward? They were on Forazin. So this is the Depakote. It'll settle your mood, but hair loss is a side effect.
What is this?
As part of our arrangement, I'll also be sending you to the Gramercy for urine tests to make certain you take your meds.And I'm seeing you again tomorrow, all right? Try not to be late. Angry people are frequently late.
This is bullshit!
You sound angry. Have you read the court order? You have to obey the terms of your release.
Yeah, I'm here.
Those terms mandate that if I believe you are a danger in any way, I need to send you back to hospital immediately. If I don't, I'm in violation of the law.
I got fevered for you.I'm a cooperating witness now.
Very non-compliant.
I testify against her, and I get out.
Of violence.
This isn't out. This
dangerous.
Is fucked.
I think this needs a new diagnosis.
Based on what? What did I do?
To the question. There are objects and creatures all around us. Only I can see. You answered true.
You
schizoaffective disorder. I think I need to send you back.
这个时候 ，Jonathan 的态度非常强硬，他警告 Emily 说：“既然他这么的反抗，他就断定 Emily 现在的精神还存在问题，要马上送他回精神病院。”那情急之下呢 ，Emily 不停的强调自己精神没有任何的问题，没有想到这些话可都被屋外的人听得清清楚楚。
Unbeknownst to her, Martin's mother, her lawyer, and a police officer are all outside the room and hear the confession. The police take Emily into custody and send her back to the mental ward.
Until we have a 3:30 screening.
He's lying! I'm not sick! I promise I'm not sick! He's a sick one! He just wants to fight! No, I'm not sick! I promise! Don't bring me back! I don't want to go back!
既然 Emily 当初要装病，现在她就要为此付出代价。最终呢，她还是被送回了精神病院。
In the final scene, Jonathan has regained his normal life with his wife and stepson. Emily sits in the ward, staring blankly out the window. A psychiatric nurse asks Emily how she's feeling.
How are you doing today, Emily?
Better.Much better.
As a psychological thriller, Side Effects invites everyone to investigate a case that really begins after its legal trial ending and has more than a few surprises waiting to be unfolded.
这就是三天来我们和大家一起分享的史蒂文·索德伯格在今年推出的最新一部作品，是一部惊悚悬疑电影。而在影片上映的时候呢，据报道啊，说这个索德伯格曾经说过，这将是他最后一部在院线正式公映的影片了。当然了，我们是希望这只是他的宣传策略而已，因为这么有才华的大导演，我们还是希望他能够多拍几部电影。
今天节目最后呢，我们还是要回顾一下今天所学到的词哈。第一个词 revoke 是指吊销，吊销执照，通常和 license 在一起 revoke license。还有另外一个是 mandate 授权、命令的意思。还有最后一个和法律有关的词呢 violation 就是违反、违背的意思。
Alright, that's all for today. 如果想在线收听和重复收听我们的节目 Home Radio, 欢迎大家登录网站 www.am774.com. I'm Jessie, see you tomorrow.
I'm Bobby, see you next time.
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me as I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio 774 Every Day
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit.
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界没有课堂没有考试没有压力没有顾虑不为考试不为升职只为自己更充实365天原味英语听不断地道口语练不完精彩文化乐不够英语 PK 台一起学起来
The greatest test of courage on earth is to bear defeat without losing heart. 有勇气不难，难在他面临失败时并不退缩。沉淀浮躁，历练青春。您现在听到的是 Radio 774，北京外语广播。
I kept waiting on a reason. In a calling never came. No, I never saw it coming. Something in you must have changed.
All the words I've spoken, promise broken, I cried for so long. Waited too much time, should have seen the signs. Now I know just what went wrong. I guess I wanted you more. And looking back now, I'm sure I wanted you more. I guess I wanted you more.
You're
It's 14 hours.